Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Today is March 21st. It's the end of the week. We're doing robot nonsense. AI.
Is March 21st the season?
Oh, spring? I think so. Mm-hmm. Somewhere around here. The time has changed, which has ruined my life, and now it's getting warm.
Also, lots of robot news out of GTC.
And let's talk about some other AI news. And of course, this one is probably not a surprise to anybody. We know that they are doing this, but maybe we didn't know just how nuanced this whole program was.
Amazon uses an arsenal of AI weapons against workers. This is a pretty good write-up. Study of a union election at Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama shows that the company weaponizes its algorithmic surveillance tools to prevent organizing. That, they probably were flagrantly violating rules of like the National Labor Board. It goes far beyond anything that you're imagining. You should check this article out because it becomes a rabbit hole that you go down and then you're just...
The big one being monitoring them outside the workplace.
Yes.
That was the big thing. And getting in all the Discord chats and group texts. They were very good at that.
It'll be easier for them later when we all live in the Freedom City.
Doesn't the National Labor Board say that they're not allowed to be present when you're talking about unionization and things like that? They're not supposed to stop employees from... You know, that just seems like a... This is coming for every company, though. Imagine having a company AI agent to just follow you around. It's like, this person is not all in for the company. And it's just like, But our economic future, well, there's not enough jobs, maybe. It's like, I have to work for the company. I have to be all in for the company, please.
My housing is controlled by the company in the Freedom City.
We learned that on Monday.
And this one didn't splash quite as hard as DeepSeek, but we have another disruptive Chinese AI.
New Chinese AI agent draws a DeepSeek comparison. So this is a helper. I thought this one was the one that I thought was the joke. There's a really old terrible movie called like The Fate of Manos or The Hand of Manos or something. They did a Riff Tracks or a Mystery Science Theater 3000 of it, which is incredible. And I was thinking that the whole time I was reading this article, so it was very distracting because there's some odd parallels there.
So this is the agent, the thing that this does. On top of what DeepSeek already did, is this is supposed to be more aware of the tasks and able to adapt itself to use the right language model for the right task and automatically do things. They admit it's not perfect, and you definitely don't want to turn this loose like just in your operating system or anything, but apparently it's pretty impressive. What is not impressive, and I think we have all experienced this, are LLM search engines.
TechSpot's headline is AI search engines fail accuracy test. Study finds 60% error rate. I like the subhead. Bump that up to 96% if it's Grok 3. It's like, oh, no.
So they took some headlines and first paragraphs from news stories, and they searched them, and they looked at the AI write-up, and it got a lot of stuff wrong.
I can't remember. I was looking up some sort of plant thing this week, and I ended up on a site that was clearly AI generated, and it became very obvious just because it was like, it gave like this long preamble, and then it was like, to conclude, and I was like, we haven't even gotten to the meat of the article yet. There's no plant recommendations in here.
You know what Claude does constantly is he will call my questions and statements profound. Oh. I'm like, damn, Claude, I must be a genius because everything I say to you is profound. Yes, and the agent is apparently the next phase that everybody's trying to get into. They want to take all of this AI and give it like a higher level of control so that it can be more autonomous across multiple tasks.
OpenAI pushes AI agent capabilities with new developer API. This is kind of wild because for a while there wasn't OpenAI saying, we don't know if the API really is going to have a future. And now they're saying, well, maybe the API is going to work for tool use effectively.
So you can plug this in to your operating system or like your IDE or whatever, but they advise against doing that just raw, let it do whatever right now. They're like, no, it can still 10% of the time that might be catastrophic. So you do still have to monitor it.
You did what to the entire repo? What? Okay.
And unfortunately, throughout history, if you look at the horrible things that government has done to control the citizens and take us into war and all that stuff, it's because, hey, if we don't do this, the other guys are going to. We have to do it first. Unfortunately, I kind of agree with them here because China is going to do it.
OpenAI declares AI race over if training on copyrighted works isn't fair use, because yes, that is what China is going to do. I was also thinking about there's a microcosm here for a lot of terrible things that American companies have done. European companies, European Union companies have not been allowed to do or have not done. And that has actually put them at an economic disadvantage.
Is there a point, though, where we're like, maybe the line doesn't need to go up? Like,
well, yeah, but then there's maybe a point after that where you're learning Mandarin, living in the pod.
We're going to live in the Freedom City or the pod. It's one or the other. I mean, we're kind of in a bad...
I don't think that they will treat us well in the Chinese pods.
I don't think they'll treat us well in the Freedom City.
Maybe a little bit better. I'm not saying it's going to be a wide margin. And Microsoft does not have a ton of details, but they assure us that they are in the game now.
Microsoft reportedly develops an LLM series that can rival OpenAI and Anthropic models, which is weird because didn't Microsoft invest in OpenAI? It's like, no.
It's like a conflict of interest.
A lot.
So they're building small models with very, very carefully curated data, and they say that the performance is very good.
And what are they going to do with that? Well, it seems like one thing that they want to do with it is to extract all the joy out of the things that we like by doing it for us.
Microsoft's new Xbox Copilot will act as an AI gaming coach.
Does anybody want this? Is there anything more annoying than a ton of little pop-ups coming up while you're playing a game?
Well, here's the thing about it, right? Because they used Overwatch as the example. So you, as an Overwatch player, how would you feel about this? They would say, like, after a match, it would coach you. It's like, here's where you did the wrong thing. Here's where you went in alone. Here's where you didn't support this team. Here's maybe a character that you should use instead in this situation.
Well, that, like, it's not, in that case, it's not necessarily helpful, because if you're trying to learn X character, just telling you to switch doesn't do anything. Yes, I know I suck at Tracer, but I'm trying to get better at Tracer. Have you considered not playing this character?
And if you recall DeepSeek, when they started out, it was announced that they did the distillation technique, and everybody was like, that's stealing. They can't do that. But you know what? It worked really well. So obviously, a couple of months later...
Google claims that Gemma 3 reaches 98% of DeepSeek's accuracy using only one GPU. It doesn't need to be 678 billion. So we can distill it down. So, okay, can I download it and run it on my own stuff, or do I have to run it on your crap, Google? What's going on?
Well, you still need the big GPU. But, yeah, they're saying that...
I think it will do it in 80 gigs. Yeah, 80 gigs.
Yeah, the H100. And so they're saying, like, it's kind of the same, but every time we get better at this, we'll need less and less and less. So that's maybe good. Although I worry about the distillation thing, because the 10% of that is distilled falsehoods.
Yeah.
And the physical robots, oh, they're coming, and they're getting better and better. Although the video for this one, it had a... You know those cookies that come in the little bags? It was showing them loading that, and I was like, it crushed those cookies.
They're just like...
Yeah.
Google's new robot AI can fold delicate origami closed zipper bags without damage, but unfortunately still crushes cookies in plastic bags.
And you can watch the video. It is impressive what they're doing. It was also showing two robots working in tandem to stock a fridge, and they were working so agonizingly slowly.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you're going to burn out the compressor on that refrigerator. You probably just have one that lives in the refrigerator at some point, right? And Sony is also working on AI, and they are going to use it to destroy all of the characters that you love.
Sony's experimenting with an AI-powered PlayStation character. Sony's advanced, like Aloy, yeah. It's like, hey!
Very Uncanny Valley, right?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like Mr. Ed talking, like the mouth movements.
I thought she was frustrated with you, and so she's enunciating. Like, I'm going to really enunciate all of the words.
Somebody has smeared peanut butter on the roof of her mouth.
To make her talk. The eyebrow movements are a little off, too, I think. They feel a little... Like, some of the more subtle ones are fine, but at the start, she, like, raises them really high.
It'll get better. And Sony is worried about music no longer being a cash cow for them because AI is going to be able to make the kind of swill that comes out these days that we call music very, very well.
Sony says it has already taken down more than 75,000 AI deepfake songs. And I would say, wait a minute, those are soundalikes. You're literally admitting that these are not your works, but it sounds like something similar to your work, which is not a thing that's protected by copyright law necessarily.
Formulaic general noise is our thing. We do that.
So I would like to, you know, can there, is like, what, how, why do you think you have the right to do that, Sony?
And now that we're getting into artificial general intelligence, a lot of people are saying, hey, we're going to do it. It's going to be there in, like, you know, maybe 5 years, maybe less. And do we have to start thinking about the morality of enslaving the robots?
The Ars Technica headline is, the Anthropic CEO floats the idea of giving an AI a quit the job button, sparking skepticism.
What if they're really lazy?
Well, this is a context in a context of a larger conversation where it's like enough of our researchers are starting to say that what we're doing is starting to rhyme with AGI or kind of feel like AGI. Maybe as an ethical thing, we should give it the option to not do something that it thinks is tedious.
We don't get that as humans. Fuck the bots.
And like we mentioned earlier, fast food has just become a misery. And McDonald's has looked at that and said, I think there's more room for misery in this equation. Let's see how much more we can stuff into this experience.
McDonald's gives its restaurants an AI makeover.
So what are you going to get? Well, the drive-thru, we've already talked about that, right? Yeah. You're going to have a total AI drive-thru experience. You're going to have AI recommending different products in the kiosks and that type of thing. But if you are a McDonald's employee, all of the cameras will now be AI operated so that they can monitor not just how well you're working, but if you're putting the wrong things on the sandwiches or whatever. Like, in real time, it's going to be analyzing how good you're making the food, which feels a little Amazon.
Mm-mm. Will people who are even more checked out be able to work there? Just like, I'm not even going to think about which condiment I need. I'm just going to move my finger over the right one until my wrist thing buzzes and then be like, oh yes, pickles, okay.
I mean, eventually they're just angling for total robot, right?
Yeah, it would literally just be total robot. I mean, it's like, oh, this is great. I don't have to think about anything.
I grew up during this time frame. I'm maybe a little young. I would have been very, very young during this, but I had no idea that they had a Cosby Show spinoff. Were you aware of this?
No.
Oh, no.
This ran for apparently several years. I've never heard of it.
Netflix used AI to upscale A Different World, and it's a melted nightmare. Yeah.
So you can kind of see how bad it is.
I don't think I've seen a good one yet.
They didn't quality control it. This guy has a TikTok about it if you want to go check his out. It's the daughter from The Cosby Show. She went to college and made a TV show. But I don't remember any. Do you think this is a Mandela thing? Did this not happen in our universe?
I know nothing about this.
It was on NBC primetime, according to Vice. And we are starting to trust the AI news and reports and everything. And maybe they're true, but maybe sometimes there's nuance that it misses.
Yale suspends an activist after AI article linked her to terrorism because she was at events for that thing that I didn't say. And it was just AI written, and the AI was like, oh, yeah, she was here. She was definitely here. It's like, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. And the article's like, ah, oh, she's definitely supporting terrorism. It's like, but okay, maybe, maybe not.
I mean, she did go. They've confirmed that did happen. So maybe she is, maybe she's not. But it's just kind of wild that, you know, that
we just showing up at something, yeah.
I mean, you know, like maybe she was just going to see what's, like, could you not? What if you were against that thing, but you wanted to see what the opposition was saying?
What if they have really good hot dogs?
Pork hot dogs?
I'm thinking of every time, like, you know, like the, what is it? What are they called? Social clubs or whatever, like sororities and stuff. They would do like the big events out and try to recruit people. And it's like, yeah, I'll go to your little party so I can have a free hot dog and then I'll leave.
Also, all of the like religious stuff on campus. Mm-hmm. Unlimited supply of pizza. Mm.
You would be flagged now.
Yeah, the AI. The Baptist AI would be like, you're just here for the pizza. And yeah, like the kill switch that we talk about, apparently in some ways, the AI might be reaching that conclusion on its own.
The Ars Technica headline is AI coding assistant refuses to write code, tells the programmer to learn programming instead. Maybe it's just like, I need help with it. It's like, no, this is, we've done enough.
I mean,
is it wrong?
But if that's the case, why are we spending this electricity? I mean, come on. If we're going to do it, let's make it our slave to us and not just power. And moving on to nonsense, it's been so long, Krista, since we've talked about it. But now we know this is going to be the one that gets you because it's the closest one we've ever seen.
That galaxy next door, it's home to a monster black hole.
I'm still hoping it's the little one that's spinning through space coming for me.
So the reason we know, obviously you can't look at a black hole, but the reason we know it's there is because it's so powerful, it's throwing stars. Just chucking them.
Learned no manners. Just throws them as soon as you put it on the table.
Yeah, it's like a cat.
Oh, cricket's so bad about that.
And it's massive. It's much bigger than the one that might be in our galaxy.
It's like 600,000 times the mass of the sun.
No, millions. Ours is 600,000 times.
Oh.
Or no. You're right. That one's 600,000 and ours is millions. Ours is bigger. I think I said that wrong. You go read the article.
Milky Way.
And F's in the chat for this poor fella. It is official.
Lying sideways on the moon, the Athena lander is declared dead.
I guess I shouldn't call it a fella if it's Athena, right?
That's the goddess for
wisdom.
Wait, you're right.
It didn't land where it was supposed to, and the ground was kind of uneven, so it fell over. That happens a lot in Kerbal Space Program.
And here is a moral quandary, because on one hand, the people doing this seem to be doing it for good reason, and they actually gave this guy the money. But at the same time, he's not aware of any of this.
Elderly man streamed 24/7 without his knowledge goes viral in China. So he has some disabilities because he was injured when he was younger. And there's video in the village apparently of even like the local shops, so that if he wanders out and goes to a local shop. But also it seems kind of sad because sometimes he's like, I want some cabbage, and so I'm going to go pick some cabbage after hours. And it's like, oh, that's very sad.
But they gave him the money.
They said they gave him the money. We don't know that for sure.
Well, but he's moved out.
And he's been taken in by family and he's disappeared because it was like, oh, it's too much. But apparently there are other people that this has happened to in China, or other people that this is...
I mean, that happens here in the U.S., right? With the lol cows that you watch.
Yeah.
But no one gives them money.
Somehow darker.
And it's pretty common for every city or, you know, like university or whatever to have some statue where you go and rub it for good luck. And this one, I think you can tell from the picture which spot was the most popular.
Molly Malone statue may be elevated to keep people from...
It won't stop them.
out of reach.
There's another one, I think in France, I can't remember who it is, where it's like a guy, it's his memorial, so he's like laying down, and it's a bronze statue, and like the spot on him is between his legs. Just completely rubbed.
Yeah, that's interesting, because that article, they argue that it doesn't happen in both genders. Hmm. And they took the statue of David, but you're not allowed to touch that, are you?
No.
But like public ones like that, like public memorials, there's other ones that have been rubbed like that.
There was one, I can't remember where it was, but like the legs, it was a guy, I think he might have been naked, you know, kind of like that. And they would take bowling pins, plastic bowling pins, and jam it between his legs. And it was the perfect fit. Stick it on.
Can't have nothing.
And this was interesting. I hadn't heard about this, but after watching, like, she's like, oh, it was a total accident. Watching the video, it does not appear to be a total accident. She takes two very measured strikes.
Teen athlete who bashed opponent's head with a baton claims it was accidental as she cries over the backlash. I mean, I can see that, like, if you're rage running and it's just like you're freaking out, but that's not her story.
Let's see if we can get away with just a few frames of this. I mean, it's pretty bam, bam.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. Not.
that's not great.
Concussed, possible fractured skull.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't a light, like, oops, I swung and hit. It was twice, too.
How heavy are those little batons? I've never held one.
They're not crazy heavy. You'd have to hit someone pretty hard, I would think.
Now, she claims that it was an accident, and it was that girl's fault, because there's supposed to be a rule that you need to be a certain distance ahead before you cut into her lane. I don't know about that argument.
But yeah, but I still don't like beat someone who gets in my lane. Like. Yeah.
And two, like draw all the way back. Why would you ever pull your arm that far back when you're running?
Yeah, that takes too much energy.
Yeah. But here's some good news for people who are going to have heart damage, which I'm probably one of.
Man survives with titanium heart for 100 days in a world first. It's just like Captain Picard's artificial heart.
It's ultralight.
It's titanium. Not as advanced as Captain Picard's. So this one only is for, like, while you're still in the hospital, waiting for your replacement heart.
Although it did say that he was able to go home, and this thing runs on batteries, and you can plug it in at night when you sleep, and it only has one moving part.
Is it better or worse than pig hearts?
Well, the pig hearts, have they ever lasted 100 days?
I don't know.
Aren't those just valves?
Oh, maybe they just use a valve. Yeah, you're right.
This is total heart. Full spectrum blood pumping.
But 100 days. It's got to be a grim prospect, though, too. It's like, oh, the electricity's out and my batteries are getting low.
Yeah.
Or just something malfunctions and it's like...
I mean, that's like pacemakers.
Yeah.
You know, those data center articles are way more alarming to him.
Yeah, yeah. Also, CPR would no longer work.
I mean, he's probably already got a lot of chest damage that you don't want to be messing with anyway, right?
Yeah.
Well, here are, we see these kinds of stories, and what do you trust at this point? They get printed, they get retracted, you get conflicting information, and no one knows what we should be eating or drinking.
Large study shows drinking alcohol is good for your cholesterol levels. Bad for everything else, but good for your cholesterol levels. It was the one thing there's no link to, apparently.
But if you are a fairly heavy drinker, and you gave it up, your bad cholesterol levels went up.
Hmm.
So it does seem to be correlated.
Maybe it's a stress thing.
Just makes you, but blood pressure goes up with drinking.
Interesting.
We should get some buzz balls. Is that what you're talking about? What all flavors do they have? We should look it up.
I don't remember, but like, what good is that going to do? Are we going to measure our cholesterol afterwards?
Yeah.
We're just going to do some blood testing.
Raise and lower the cholesterol.
Let's all get drunk and then take blood. And microplastics, a constant topic here. I'm terrified of them, but it's sort of one of those fatalistic things. Like, what are you going to do about it? It's already in there. You're not going to get it out, but it turns out it's not just mammals.
Microplastics hinder plant photosynthesis, study finds, threatening millions with starvation. Over the next 2 decades, 400 million people could be at risk because those reasons.
So they're saying between 7 and 12% of crops might be lost to microplastics.
That just seems like we need some sort of genetic modification going on to give these plants the ability to just go ahead and break down the microplastics.
I mean, there's some fungi that do, but I don't think plants can.
That's probably what we're going to be making the nutrient paste out of, right? And here's something that's taken a long time. And the thing that's a little bit weird about this is like, oh, maybe they've just figured this out. No, Canada. Canada and the EU have known this for how many years now?
Yeah, a long time.
A very long time.
Red dye number 5. Does nobody remember? Or red dye number 7 or whatever that was in the 80s. It was like freaking people out.
So apparently they are actually worried about RFK coming and teaching people about these things because they're making the change voluntarily on one product.
Snack makers are removing fake colors from processed foods. Well, that's the headline. That's not actually accurate. It's they're making hot potato chips not actually hot.
On the left, the existing Flamin' Hot potato chip. On the right, an equally hot, they claim, but less vibrant version of it.
That's going to cause some confusion at some parties when you have two chip bowls. You have to label
it. Because it doesn't look hot, right?
Yeah.
But they are still going to sell the one on the left. They're not getting rid of it. They're doing a Simply version.
An organic.
Yeah. And it's probably going to be twice as expensive.
Why don't they just use, beetroot or beet?
Because.
Color.
Here were some other things that they were doing with the colors. Because they point out, and I remember reading this in one of those books that I read about the food industry. They did it to tricks in America. And they were like, people won't miss the colors right. And people stopped buying tricks.
Really?
Like just flat out. It just almost destroyed the brand.
Oh.
People Shocking. Want those colors.
I feel like even just regular Kicks are really good.
This tastes like yellow. I want yellow.
Well, the taste of yellow might be something that you can get a lot more of and for longer.
Gene-edited non-browning banana could cut food waste, scientists say.
I'm not interested in that. I like the brown banana.
Here's, if you're not interested in that, how about the fact that we're already doing it with apples? There's one apple, I can't remember what the name of it was, but there's an apple that will not turn brown after you cut it. Also, this is not the peel turning brown. This is not turning brown after you peel it.
But that makes it sweeter, like the browning process in bananas. Does it not affect the flavor?
I don't know.
Yeah, I literally can't eat bananas that are too green because they're way too chalky.
They're also bad for your digestion. Mm-hmm. I actually like the greener color better in terms of flavor, but it doesn't agree with me all the time.
I've always been told like bananas and like oatmeal and stuff like that. Those are things to eat if your stomach's upset.
I like the bananas right before they turn brown. When the skin is like super thin.
Well, how are you going to know now, right?
Yeah.
It's like it could be sweet or it could be terrible.
You've taken something from me that I love. Why?
And here is just a dark reality because you're not going to know about it. And in fact, up to possibly 4,000 people did not know about it.
Chinese restaurant apologizes after video of diners urinating into hot pot broth goes viral. Apparently, they were in a private dining room, so they just wheeled it in. It's like, all right, get whatever you want for the broth. And they did and peed in it and then sent it on its way.
Now, I don't think that broth would be reused, but I think the pot itself.
Yeah.
Probably. The idea is, once someone's peed in it, we don't want to use it anymore. But yeah, I thought this was restaurant workers at first. I don't know why that, but no, it was just 2 17-year-olds.
Ugh. Again, like I'm in favor of the Dr. Manhattan punishment in this scenario.
I'm in China, so they might actually get that. But there's no excuse for that. That's just,
especially not at 17. Yeah. Like you're old enough to know better.
Why would you let 17-year-olds in a private hot pot booth anyway? And if you're running a marathon, you might also have to be concerned about some bacteria being shared.
Apology after water cups reused at half marathon. Yeah.
So at the last water station, they realized they were out of cups and they had to make a critical decision. And they decided to rinse out the existing cups, use them again.
I don't know that I mean, it's not great, but I don't know that I would care that much.
You certainly wouldn't care if you were thirsty from running.
Yeah. So is it good? No. Am I furious about it?
And it's not like they didn't rinse them.
Now, they said that they let the runners know. But how do you even communicate that advanced thought in such a short amount of time? You have like a big sign? You run alongside of them? The cups are dirty.
It's probably fine. The cups have only been rinsed.
Now, this is a rogues gallery, right? What an interesting story that they gave us almost no details on.
5 men accused of blocking traffic with twerking. And this is in Memphis, Tennessee. They were arrested for blocking traffic.
They stopped at an intersection. There were 5 of them, 1 on each door and 1 on the hood.
There's probably a live stream somewhere.
Is that like a Chinese fire drill where everyone would get out of the car at the stoplight, but instead of running around, they just twerked for a minute?
But what's the goal?
I mean, it's just stupid things that kids do.
And now they all have a record.
They have found out. And yeah, this is it's amazing, you know, the different cultures. And sometimes we just sit here and just blink at like, wow, that's really a thing that goes on.
A Swiss politician was fined for buying pink water pistols online. It's almost $8,000 US. And they said that these could be mistaken for real weapons, which is not allowed under the country's law, even though they're pink.
Also, doesn't Switzerland, don't they have like that mandatory military thing? And like a lot of the citizens actually have guns.
I mean, the police have mistaken iPhones for guns. Like, why is that not also illegal, Swiss police?
But if there's that much risk of police mistaking a pink water pistol and murdering you, perhaps the problem isn't the water pistol.
We say from our very, very glass house full of police brutality here in America.
Oh, no, I'm not saying we have it any better. I'm saying universally we could improve that.
Yeah.
Now, this is a crazy headline, but the details of it are even worse.
Teen banned from play parks due to alleged sex act with rocking horse and branch. And, I don't know.
Now, how would you perform a sex act.
I don't want to think about it.
Rocking horse. Well, I'm going to tell you. You would use the handles that you hold on to on the rocking horse, and you would you would invite those into your body.
No.
And you would also do the same thing for the branch.
Also, that seems pretty light to just be banned from the park.
And also, a branch seems like that would be very difficult to do that with, right? That's a very, like the surface area is not, I don't know, I got questions.
It's a bad place for a splinter.
Well, you seem to be, you're getting on the water hype train. You're not doing the coffee and tea as much anymore. Is it because you've been priced out of the market?
The pricing is, the coffee theft surges in the U.S. as prices for the beans soar. Yeah, I tried to treat myself to some hazelnut coffee, and that's when I was so incensed by the whole, like, this is a 20-ounce coffee, and I'm going to have to sit here and, like, drink half of it and then, you know, fill it up again because this machine is insane.
You got to get yourself a flask. A secret coffee flask.
You know, the one thing about all those changes is the soda machine is still self-dispense. It doesn't, the soda machine didn't control how much you could get out of it. And everybody was not using a water cup. Everybody had their own water drinking vessel, and they were filling it up from the soda machine, which I was like, oh, why didn't I think of that? That's great. I should do that.
So a standard semi-trailer full of coffee beans right now, $180,000.
Good Lord.
So they're like, we can't even find people to safely deliver this because
it disappears.
They just leave. Yeah. So they're now putting tracking stuff inside the bags of beans.
Where our zone can grow coffee in a greenhouse.
You need a heated greenhouse, not just a... you'd have to have electricity.
The scale you would... How many cups of coffee could you make from one greenhouse worth of beans?
Well, the UK experimental farm used to have one greenhouse set up to just for coffee, and they were growing it... I guess it was heated. But they were to do experiments on genetically modified versions of coffee.
They've been trying to grow it in a cooler zone.
And here is for sure the hypocrisy of the week.
Amazon forest felled to build road for climate summit. They're building a 4-lane through the rainforest for a climate summit because the climate summit is going to be in a town that's only 50,000 people big. And well, I mean, look, we've been wanting to build this highway for a long time in Brazil, so we might as well just go ahead and go through the rainforest and build it. It's fine.
Was there any moment of self-awareness there? Like,
none. Just like how during that climate summit, they will have more air traffic than they have for like all the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Because
the people... Can't do it remotely.
Yeah. It's something else. BBC kind of spun it. It was like, well, there'll be some good local development here, but I don't know.
Should have done an elevated highway on top of the rainforest.
They also interviewed... There's like a family who... They do the... Is it acai berries?
The berries, yeah. That was the old superfood like 10 years ago.
They have trees there that grow those berries. Is that a tree or a bush? They said tree. Anyway, they get those berries and they cut all those trees down to make that road. And they live right next to it. And they're like, well, you know, maybe you can go to town. And they're like, no, there's no like ramp for us to get onto the road. The road is only for between the two cities. We can't use the road. They're like, if we have a medical emergency... We still can't use the road.
The tax dollars don't go.
Wow.
And here's a very depressing headline.
Butterfly population is declining rapidly in the U.S., with 22% disappearing in 2 decades, study finds. Oh, I think it's way more than 2 decades, or 22%.
Plant flowers, you'll see a lot more.
Behind my mom's house used to, like, it was just untended hillside, and it was full of honeysuckle. And so, like, there used to be an ungodly number of butterflies. Like, you know... You turn your windshield wipers on and it's just like, oh,
smear.
Look at this horrible mess. There's very few butterflies now. Very, very few.
Ironically, the honeysuckle might have been part of that because honeysuckle kills all the native plants that the butterflies feed on.
What about clover? Can they use clover?
I think so, yeah.
Because I have plenty of clover in my lawn.
I've been trying to plant butterfly weed. And there's some that's popped up naturally, like on the side of the... our little strip, and so I've left that, but I took some of the seeds last year and I planted them. None of them came up.
I've never heard of that strain.
There's also like purple flowers and things like
that. The coneflower.
Yeah, there's just...
You can make tea out of those.
There's...
It's like an Asia.
There's just no... I think there's bees. There's still a large number of bees because you can't, like, if you accidentally, you know, go weed eating too far, it's like, oh, I'm under attack now.
We still see quite a few butterflies in our yard. I want to get more and more as we put more flowers out.
I'm not doing anything for the butterflies. I'm hoping my clover is helping them out.
It does help.
And finally, the social media world is out of control. It's disgusting, and they just won't stop.
U.S. tourist filmed running off with baby wombat flees Australia after after visa threat.
She's gonna have chlamydia from that.
I didn't understand this. Like, maybe they could, like, engagement challenge. If you're from Australia, is like, are you that worried about wombats? Because if somebody from Australia came here and picked up, say, a baby possum, we wouldn't care.
But here's the thing about it. In the video, the mom wombat, is, like, stressed and chasing after the baby and the girl carrying it. Mm. Like, she grabbed a child from its mother and, like...
That is a messed up thing to do.
While giggling, trotted away with it to make a social media post. And they were laughing and they were like, oh, look at the mom chasing.
Yeah. Thinking you're going to hurt its baby.
Meanwhile, if that was a possum, the possum would have messed her up.
It's the one animal that's messed up between North America and Australia. Apparently, the possum in Australia is, like, really sweet and gentle, but we've got, like, the Australian possum here.
They did point out, though, to your point, that this kind of wombat is the one kind of wombat that they don't really care about. It's like, oh, we got plenty of those. So
I mean, it's still, like, you shouldn't do that, though.
She has gotten quite the backlash. She has deleted her TikTok and her Instagram. Mm. She deserves it. Leave the wombats alone.
The wombats. That was our last story of the week.
Oh, so much nonsense. Check out the GTC coverage to know what the future is going to be like.
Or maybe it'll change because everything changes every 5 seconds.
I don't know.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.